Hi everyone, I'm Molly.
And I'm Angie, and you're listening to
So That's a Thing,
where we bring you our take
on some random shit. Hello, Angela.
Hello, Molly. How are you?
Great. How's your week been going?
It's good. You know, my allergies are starting to
bother me.
So if I sneeze during our podcast, please know that I'll sanitize my hands and blow my nose and hope I don't blow anybody's eardrums off.
No. Yeah. It's going around for sure. That weather changes.
Yeah. But I'm okay with it because, you know, they talk about like, you know, when it's that allergy season and the weather starts to get colder, all the bugs start to go away.
Yeah.
And I'm down with that.
Yeah.
I'm not a bug girl.
Well, we need it for the environment, too. They
well,
gotta be
yeah,
killed
there's
off.
That. Yeah. Whatever.
So. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Angela, you're up first this
week.
Okay, so what you got? What's your thing?
So what my thing is this week is I found, course, on the wonderful World Wide Web, our favorite, one of our favorite childhood games.
Okay.
Got a glow up, as you will.
Okay.
People call it a glow up. But tag.
Yes.
Is a professional sport.
Shut up.
Professional tag is a thing. Grown as adults running around. Trying to touch each other and be like, hey, buddy, you're it. Like, it is a professional thing. And I'm telling you now, to our listeners, we will have to somehow, we'll have to figure out on our Instagram account at _ so that's a thing. We'll have to figure out a way to put up some, maybe some of the videos or a link to the videos. Because I truly got mesmerized watching.
Really?
The amount of videos on professional tag. Because it is edge of your seat.
Really?
Phenomenal. Like, so just
what?
Okay, so to go back, so we'll just take a step back here and I'll give you a little bit of the background on it. Basically, it's so professional tag, so it's adults. I mean, it's men and women that can participate, and it's basically a large indoor arena, such as like a skateboard park. It kind of almost kind of looks like a skateboard park, you know, when they do the extreme, you know, or the X Games and stuff like that. So it kind of looks like, so there's hills and there's valleys, but then there's like scaffoldings and pipes and ramps.
So do you have to like parkour?
Yes. So like a lot of these people are like parkour professionals.
What?
And like they've turned their parkour like now into a professional sport. Yeah, so there's all these different things, and there's actually a company called World Chase Tag.
What?
And that is who they're the ones that made this a professional sport. Like, they brought in, like, these arenas and sponsors and this, that, and the other, and created all these teams. And so the World Chase Tag is the, if it's not put on by World Chase Tag, it's not professional tag.
No. It's not.
So you're getting, you're getting hosed. So make sure that if you're going to go play professional tag, that it's put on by World Chase. So basically there's some rules that go on. And the simplest way to put it is that the contestants line up kind of on opposite sides of the arena.
Okay.
And a buzzer goes off and they end up playing the most wicked game of tag.
Okay, so do you know, are these arenas especially for this professional tag?
No,
or do they use...
It's like an indoor, like they could come to the U.S. Cellular Coliseum.
Okay.
But they set up like the floor, like a stage, you know, and they set up this stage in the middle and there's, you know, 360 degree seating all the way around.
Okay.
And they put these pipes in these, and there's different levels and these ramps and you run in and out and...
That's intense.
You're chasing each other around and like people are like jumping through, like, you know, there's like a three-tiered pipe thing and somebody's jumping through the middle and the other guy's sliding down the bottom and like you pop it up and it's like, are you going right and am I going left? And I mean, it's like stuff that you see and then they turn. It's like, it's almost like you're watching football on some of it, you know, some of the moves that they do to like not be tackled, but they're just trying not to get tagged.
Okay, and so how do you prove that?
Just
by honesty, like what if somebody's like, you didn't tag me?
There's replays.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a professional sport. This isn't just like a bunch of dicks showing up like,
hey man, we're going to play some tag.
Like, these are my friends. They're going to watch. Like, this is a professional, like, ESPN Ocho, like,
What?
No, like, I'm sorry, for my dodgeball peeps out there. Like, okay. ESPN, okay. The Ocho.
Oh, but, that's right.
Yeah, okay. So it's something that, but I mean, it is a professional sport. Like, they actually have announcers. That's the best part. Okay. Like, that's what I think I got.
Oh, that's so hilarious.
Like, roped in, because he was like, he's going around the bend. No, he's turning to the, and they're English. So it's like, they have these British accents. And he's like, he almost got him. No, he didn't. Oh, he slid onto the pole. He just got away. And I'm like, what in the hell? Like, it's absolutely amazing. And the whole crowd is going nuts because, like, he gets close and then it's like the guy escapes and they're like, whoa!
Like, well, this is almost like bringing back, like, memories for me. Like, I remember a long time ago when, like, professional, like, frisbee, like, people playing frisbee. Yeah. Everybody was so, like, almost kind of making fun of it. Like, oh, what are you going to play, like, frisbee or whatever? But now it's, like, super huge, you know?
Yeah, it's a thing. Okay. Yeah, so there's some, like, there's some rules or whatever. But so, like, the biggest game that they play is Chase Tag Team, Winner Stays On. And so it's two teams. Okay. So they actually have all of these different teams that compete, and there's no more than six people on a team.
Okay.
But then they play, like, single matches, they play team matches, there's one-on-one, two-on-two, six-on-six, like...
Whoa.
It's people running everywhere, like, and I'd be like, who am I supposed to tag? Are you on my team? Like, yeah, so each team, the match is divided into sets, and each set consists of a predetermined number of chases. So, like, they may be like, okay, if you guys are coming today, we're going to do 10 chases per set. And so, this is what I think is kind of interesting, because it's not just running around until somebody tags one or the other. Each chase is, so for this game, each chase is 20 seconds long.
Okay.
It has one chaser and one evader.
Oh, but there's more people out?
So, this is just a, like, so... If we say there's going to be 10 sets, then, like, I go in and play. But there's, so maybe if we say, okay, you and I are going to play 10 sets.
Oh, okay.
And so, and we're going to play 10 sets that are 20 seconds apiece.
Okay.
And so the winning athlete in each chase stays on as the evader.
Okay.
And then the losing athlete is replaced by a team member in a new chase who comes on as the chaser.
So there's only, like, basically two people out on the arena
on the arena floor. But it's kind of like tag team wrestling, where it's like, well, if I tagged you and you lost, then, like, your teammate has to come in and now chase me.
Gotcha.
And I got to evade. So it's like, there's a lot of shit going on in professional tag. Like, I'm sitting here reading about it and I'm like, so he chased me, but then you chased him, but then he goes out, but then you tagged him, and it's 20s, and I'm like, what in the damn, like, you gotta know your shit,
right?
You know, so.
Well, yeah, and keeping track of it all.
Oh, my God. Yes. And so, so the winning athlete in each chase stays on as the evader. So there's chasers and evaders.
Okay.
So for 20 seconds, basically, I can't come after you. Like, if I'm the evader, I can't turn around and be like, bloop, you got you. Like, you have to tag me.
Right.
So my job is to avoid your ass for the next 20 seconds.
Okay.
If I step out of bounds, then I lose the chase.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And a team is awarded 1 point when their athlete successfully evades their opponent for the entire duration of the chase or the 20 seconds.
Okay.
So if you never tag me, then I win the point.
Gotcha.
And so we keep going through all of this until...
All the players
until
through.
Somebody has been tagged all the times and they're eliminated.
Like, okay.
They're replaced by their other teammate and whatever. Tags must be with the hand.
Oh, okay.
I cannot tap you with my foot.
Gotcha.
Or genitalia.
Oh. That's actually in the rules.
For you big dickers out there.
I'll poke you.
I just smack you in the face. Tag.
That's a whole other game.
That's professional porn tag, which I'm sure probably exists.
Probably.
So, so there's that one. There's chase tag multiplayer.
Okay.
Which is, there's four athletes in each match.
Okay. I think that's more of what I was envisioning when you were first started talking.
Yeah.
That, like, a bunch of people were out there.
Just tagging around. Yeah, just tagging people. And that's what I'm like, do we have, like... You know, I was thinking laser tag. Like, do I light up when you touch me?
Yeah,
like,
you know.
And it's really just, like, you can see that I, like,
just
slap you and smack you or whatever, lightly tap you.
Okay.
And I, because the announcers are like, whoa! Like, I mean, I'm like, oh, shoot. okay. Like, because I'm like, really, they get them. Like, yeah.
They really get you involved.
But they have, like, replays and all this other stuff. Oh, they have funny. To look at it to see. But so Chase Tag Multiplayer. There's four athletes in each match. The match consists of four 40-second rounds.
Ooh.
So now we're going for 40 seconds. And these people, let me tell you, have stamina beyond belief.
I'm like, sure they're going balls to the wall here.
Oh, my
this.
God.
Yeah.
Like, because not only are you just running around in a circle, like, you're parkouring over and under and around right. and jacked and whatever. And it's like, you're trying to evade people and just catch me if you can kind of a
right.
thing. Yeah, so each round begins with a different athlete on tag the athlete with the lowest accumulated tag times. Wait, okay. Each round begins with a different athlete, and the lowest accumulated tag time wins.
Okay.
So
the least amount.
Yes.
Least
so tagged. Yes. Okay. So we actually. So this isn't a chaser and an evader. This is just come at me, bro.
Oh, like, okay.
This is just now we're both trying to tag each other. So there's
okay.
all these
and
different
you just keep
games.
Getting tagged.
Yeah.
Okay.
So whoever gets tagged. So it's not like okay. if I evaded it the most, it's whoever got tagged the most loses.
Gotcha.
Whoever got tagged the least wins.
Wow.
Yeah, there's all kinds of like, there's a team match play that consists of up to five players. Matches are divided into rounds. Each round has two 20-second chases and has one player from each team. And I mean, it goes player A chases player B, then player B chases player A. Whoever tags their opponent in the quickest amount of time wins that round and gets 1 point.
Okay.
If a round ends in a draw,
ooh.
Neither team gets a point because you're playing for 20 seconds.
Okay.
After a predetermined number of rounds, the team with the most point wins. So
gotcha.
This one is like
tag.
I mean,
tag.
It is just. Okay. I would be like, who's doing what now? Like, where am I going? And they'd be like, meh, you're out. Like, I would be so confused. Like, I would not be
so
on
are
this
there,
team.
Like, refs or...
No.
No.
No, it's just the judges. Like,
okay.
or not the judges, but the,
so,
like, really
like,
just
what
kind
about,
of the
like,
announcers.
What about, like, aggressive play and things like that?
Well, I haven't seen any of that.
Okay.
And there wasn't
everybody's
anything that
on
talked
their best
about,
behavior.
Like, I'm going to run and tackle you. Because I think
right.
you're probably out at that point. Like, unsportsmanlike conduct kind
right,
of thing.
Right, right.
But, yeah, so they have all of these rules. There are all of these teams. So I'm so upset because I just missed the World Finals.
Ooh!
I know. They were held September 9th in York Hall in London.
Oh, of course.
And there were actually six teams that made it. USA was one of them because
really?
Why wouldn't we have a professional tag team?
Oh, it's international.
Oh, this World Chase.
Yeah. Oh, you did say world. That's right.
World Chase, yeah. I know the USA likes to just claim that we're the world. And we had that song back in the 80s with Michael Jackson
world.
And Lionel Richie and whoever else. That was such a good song. Can we just digress for a minute?
That was a good song.
I'm going to go download that.
I like that song.
That was
it really brought us together.
It really did.
Yeah.
Back in the day. That and Hands Across America.
That's true.
That was good stuff. Okay, so anyways. The World Finals.
The World Finals
were held in York Hall, London. There were six teams.
Okay.
So USA, one team.
USA.
Yeah.
USA.
France, Germany, Japan.
Oh.
And there were two from the UK because apparently professional tag is just London it up. Like, that's where they hold it. That's where this World Chase
that's their jam.
Tag place like is located. So, so it's absolutely amazing. They have all of these. There's like chase tag terminology that's on the line or that's on the website as well.
A little lingo.
Yes. And it's so funny because like there's a chase off.
And I'm so like in Zoolander mind right now.
Yeah,
it's a
like,
chase off.
It's a chase off. But and it's to describe a one-on-one game of chase tag is described like in an accumulated chaser thing. I mean, there's all this stuff like chase plate, which is the area within which the instigator must stand as the game commences.
Who would have thought, like back in the day, we're on the school ground playing this game. That
Big Miley, you're not in your chase thing. You can't start. it's absolutely
wow.
Yeah, a clean game. So maybe this is what you're talking about. A clean game is when a not player is not tagged for the full duration of a game.
Oh, okay.
So that's a clean game.
Oh, okay.
The EQ.
Okay.
Or the evasion quality.
Ooh.
Yes, it's a theoretical value given to a court. in an area within the court or an individual obstacle that indicates the likelihood of an invasion or an evasion. The greater the EQ value, the more likely it is to create an evasion. So, like, if I'm like, I'm going to go run to the right corner because the EQ of that is a 34, whereas the EQ of the middle is more of a 2. Like, you can tag me in a 2, but you can't get me over
Girl,
here.
Girl, I think you're ready for a world champs here.
Oh, I know. There's fan diction. It's a fan prediction app. Where you can go in and predict who's going to get tagged. I want to know if they bet on this shit in Vegas. Like, if is this part of sportsbook?
The world tag is...
I want to know if this is
part of sportsbook. I lost all my money on the world tag event.
Yeah. The instigator is the athlete that starts the game.
Okay.
So you're the instigator. That makes sense. There's a thing called jacking.
Oh.
Not what you think. but it is bending over.
Oh!
In order to avoid being tagged.
Oh, okay.
Juking.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise known as faking or dummying.
That's in like other sports too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's a small movement created by to...
Yeah, like fake out or
yeah,
whatever.
To pass a player in order to make their opponent move in the opposite direction kind of
a
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, there's all of these... all of these acronyms or like things that are on there. It just absolutely is... hilarious. And at the very end of it, my favorite part is it says, the above mentioned rules are not only intended for running based activities, but are in fact valid to all forms of chase tag.
Oh.
Howsoever applied, including but not limited to chases involving motor vehicles.
What?
Yeah. Bicycles.
What?
Rollerblades. Skateboards.
What do you mean?
Roller skates. Ice skates.
What?
Wheelchairs.
What?
Bouldering or climbing walls. And Wait. In water-filled spaces or snow-filled spaces.
What do you mean?
So you can play kind of like your extreme ironing.
Yeah?
There's like extreme professional tag.
Like, just taking it to the next level.
So World Chase Tag, although they put on
okay.
all of this information, what they're stating is their rules of tag that they have defined and are like law.
Okay.
Like tag
World
law.
World Chase Law. Okay.
That is the same applied to if you were to play tag on your rollerblades.
Oh.
You would need to follow the law.
Oh.
Of World Chase Tag. These laws are applicable to all of these other...
I better check myself
next
time.
It's not just running based activities.
I'm ice skating.
Wheelchairs? I mean, yeah. Hey guys, we're going to have a wheelchair race. I'd be like, we're going to play tag in
Hang
wheelchairs.
On. I'd be like, get the rules.
Let me get the rules. Because I'm not about to just juke around with you jukers, Vaders.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Get your Vader plate. So,
wow.
Yeah. So it was just, like I said, if you, we'll try and put a link up there.
Okay.
But this is huge. Like the arena is filled with people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's absolutely, but they were talking, they were saying on the website too that, it's free entry.
Okay.
To get in.
Uh-huh.
But because the arenas don't have like, they take up so much space for the thing
mm-hmm.
and they get so packed because they're so popular that you can reserve your ticket ahead of time for £20.
Oh.
Over in Europe. And
okay.
they usually, like, there's usually no spaces available on the day of.
Wow.
Because so many people. So it's like they are.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's.
Selling out the stadium.
Yeah.
Huh?
So I don't know. I mean, if you're looking for that last minute Christmas gift. World Chase Tag. Like.
Wow.
You get some apparel maybe.
I definitely gotta look up those videos.
Tag.
That's
They're
really cool.
So, and I just kept watching them. And then there was like a compilation of like the top 10 tags of 2016. And I'm like, oh, that was a good tag. Oh, that was a good tag. Oh, that was a good tag. Like, and the ones that evade it, because you think, how can you, seriously, these courts are so huge. And I sit there and I think, well, I could probably evade someone for 20 seconds. It's harder than
no,
you think.
No, yeah, I bet.
I mean, they're just running at you.
Yeah, full force. For
so,
sure.
It's
and I'm sure that these are no schlubs that are playing this.
No,
that are like super
these
athletic.
These are your American
yeah.
Ninja Warrior
yeah,
people.
Yeah,
like, these
yeah.
These are your parkour. Yeah, absolutely. And some of them wear helmets. Some of them don't. It would probably slow me down.
There's maybe a mouth guard or something. Keep those teeth nice.
Get your mouth guard. Don't tag my face. So,
all right, cool.
That's my thing.
That's a thing.
Tag.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
Knew?
All
yeah.
right. That's pretty
so,
cool.
I'm, yeah.
I did not know about that.
I thought pretty awesome. So what do you got for us, Miles?
Okay, well, my topic is a little like back and forth today, but it has been inspired from something that my son has recently started viewing.
Okay.
And also my other children in the past have done this as well. But recently, he has started watching on YouTube other people playing Super Mario Brothers or like video games. So it is, he's watching YouTube of other people playing like Mario Odyssey on like the Switch. So it's like a YouTube channel that you can go to and just watch other people play a video game.
So people have recorded themselves.
Yes.
Playing video games.
Yes.
And he just watches that.
Yes. Yeah. That's a thing.
Does he play?
No. I mean, he plays on our stuff like separately, but not while he's watching. So he can do it. He just gets on YouTube and just like picks his video and then watches somebody play through like the land in like Mario Odyssey and watches them play.
Is this for like helpful tips and tricks?
No, he just gets really excited like while he's watching it. He's four, so he gets really excited about watching it.
But I'm sure that there's like, probably people out there that are older than four.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, the people like, playing it are older than four.
And like, what this like reminds me of as well is that when my daughters were a little bit younger, they were super into Kinder Egg.
Yes.
Kinder Egg opening and things like that.
Which I've seen those commercials. Yes.
Which are like little plastic eggs that when you like crack them open, and some of them are chocolate, some of them are just like plastic eggs, and then there's like toys inside, and there's videos of like people like opening them, and all you see is like their hands. You don't see like they're
faces
not they're,
or
it's
anything.
Not like an infomercial. It's like somebody like actually like opening it up, and they like they open up the egg and there's a toy, and then they like set it down, and then they get their next egg and they open that up, and then they get the toy out and they set it down. And my girls used to watch these forever, like all the time. They're like 45-minute videos of people opening these.
Who
like
has that
eggs.
Much money for that many eggs?
I know. And so like that also like led me down to like I don't know if everybody has heard of them, but like unboxing videos, which like adults watch as well, like the Kinder Eggs and like I think like the video game stuff, like more so like is akin to like kids.
Yeah.
But like, have you heard of unboxing videos?
I think I saw something on like the Today Show one morning where it was like a kid.
Like, oh, they had that Ryan. Toys? Yeah, Ryan's toy stream or something like that. But yeah, basically, like, but they also have unboxing videos for adults. Like, people will get the new iPhone and they will just film themselves opening up the phone and like showing it to people.
Oh,
so you can see in like real world like what it looks like when you open up your iPhone. Or
where
like,
have we gone wrong?
I know.
This is a thing.
Like the unboxing videos is a
like,
huge
you're telling
deal.
Me that like, I can make money just opening
yes.
like I went to the there store are, and I can just open a can of beans.
Yes. There are
be like here's
millions,
what beans look like.
There are millions of streamers, I guess is what they would be called. Like the people that actually make the videos. There's millions of streamers out there and there's millions of subscribers that watch these videos. Like opening up a new gaming system, opening up, I mean, you could probably watch unboxing. I didn't look for this, but like unboxing videos of like shoes and stuff like that.
Do you
like,
not get Bravo? Cause there's some good shit on Bravo.
Yeah.
Like on that television channel.
Uh-huh. No, this is, like, it's mainly, like, YouTube videos for this stuff that, like, all of the unboxing stuff. So, like, pick a product that you want to see what it looks like, maybe, before you buy it.
And you can watch it online when you get it? Like, is this an expectation versus reality thing? Like, I think these pillows are going to look nice.
Maybe.
But I'm gonna see it and see if they really are.
Yeah, maybe. But I think people just get a kick out of watching other people open stuff. Like, that's why, like, my kids would be mesmerized by these, like, Kinder Egg videos. Just, like, they never, like, they would occasionally ask for one, but they never, all they wanted to do was watch the video. They didn't necessarily want the item. They would watch the video. And there's, like.
So, for Christmas, do you just give them videos of
yeah,
people
right?
opening
just
their gifts?
Just watch people opening presents.
Here's your presents.
Yeah.
Somebody else is opening them.
Yes.
You can enjoy them later.
Like, yeah, that's, I mean, and it baffles me because other parents that I've talked to, like, I thought, like, my kids were kind of weird. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why are you watching other people open stuff? You know? And, yeah, like, the same akin to, like, my son who watches other people playing video games.
Which, the only thing I can understand on the video game thing is, like, okay, well, if somebody's really good at it and I don't know how to pass a level, yeah, or whatever, then, like, if I watch them, then maybe I can see how yourself. They did it. Yeah. Or, like, what, yeah, A, B, side, up, down, right.
But when he's watching it, he's not, like, making mental notes of how they did stuff. He's just, like, in awe of, like, watching the game. That's, and I can so crazy. Almost relate to that a little bit because there are, like, video games that my husband will play that I will just sit there and watch him. I don't necessarily want to play, but I sit there and I'm like, ooh, ooh, watch out, you know, and, like, yeah, stuff like that. But, like, he is just, like, obsessed with these lately. And then, like, with the Kinder Eggs. And then this also, like, led me down kind of a thing that is definitely more an adult. The video game live streaming. Have you heard about this?
No.
The video game?
No.
So this is either a hobby or a profession that people do. That the professionals are known as the streamers. It started in the mid, like, 2010s where they will set up their, like, a lot of it is.
Hey, dude, I'm like. 2010s, and I'm in my head. I went back to like 1800s.
No,
I was
like, no. They didn't have video games.
I was
games
like, though. They didn't have video games no. In 2010. They did. Yeah. I don't know what I was yeah. like back in the 2010s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
so it's not that
8
old.
Years ago.
Yeah, not that old.
For those of you that are mathematically,
yeah, yeah, it's yeah, more of a myself. Recent thing, but it's more so like, and they will have like. I know PlayStation 4 and then Xbox One actually has the software built into it, but a lot of these are done on like what's called like open broadcaster software, or the other thing I thought was called like XSplit, where that's actually on the computer that they play a game. So they have like a camera set up on, or it's like installed in their system,
like
set
face,
up on their,
yeah, okay.
on their computer.
Yeah.
And where when you log into the stream that they're doing, you can see the person playing the video game. And there's like a little window at the top that
yeah.
actually shows the person with like their headset on
okay.
and stuff. Like,
yeah.
And then you can see them playing the video game. And it people, like, they get sponsors and subscribers
oh,
and
yeah.
donations.
That's it.
And
they have it on TBS. Like, I was
yeah.
flipping through one night, and it was, like, the E-series of
yeah.
games or whatever. And I'm like, the what now?
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of people
yep.
with headsets sitting
uh-huh.
around in front of these computers playing these video games.
Yep.
And it's
so,
a professional. It's a professional
oh, yeah.
sport, too. Like.
Yeah. You can
who
definitely.
Who knew that Frogger,
yeah.
Tag and Frogger,
yeah.
one day we're going to make y'all money.
This is what it is in 2018.
Oh my God.
So yeah, in like 2015, they started, there's an actual company called Twitch, which a lot of gamers probably know about, but that's what you really like watch it on.
Sure.
Or there's like YouTube Gaming. And that one has 105 million broadcasters.
Seriously?
And 100 million viewers.
100
on Twitch,
million people
are watching other people play video games.
What am I doing with people? I'm just watching Bravo.
Yeah.
How many people watch Bravo? Like 30 million? Not
yeah,
even?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm
like,
a minority here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is
I mean, this is huge. Like, these people, and like, you know, they do it as a form of entertainment and everything like that. And the people that get more money, like the sponsors and things, like they're really good entertainers. They tell jokes. They reference pop culture and stuff
yeah.
like that. Like the more viewers
they
get.
They give you a show. A
yeah.
show within a show.
Exactly.
Kind of like us.
Yeah. And then like.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. They're totally relatable. So yeah, like, so like this was like the huge rabbit hole that I went down. I started with like the unboxing and everything, and then the video game live streaming. And then one of the things that I did find, because, like, I think it's weird that my kids watch these, like, Kinder Egg or, like,
right.
the unveiling stuff.
Right.
Or that my son is just watching someone play video games or
right.
whatever. But then, like, when it comes to, like, the video game, like, the live streaming, like, it's a little weird because you're, like, seeing this person in their home and stuff like that. And, like, there's regulations with what's called, like, acoustic fingerprinting. So you can't have, like, music playing in the background
oh.
when you're doing this because it's copyright infringement.
Yeah.
You know, if you
yeah.
have music
yeah,
playing.
Yeah, think about that.
And then you can't do any, like, no adult-only games. Like, so it can't, it has to be all players, viewer for all ages or whatever.
Oh, okay.
But one other thing, and I remember hearing about this when this first started happening. Have you heard of that falls with the live streaming is the swatting that people would do? Do you know what swatting is?
I do not know what swatting is.
So what
I know what juking is.
Yeah.
I don't know what swatting is. Well, I know what jerking is. Jerking two ways.
Yeah. Well, swatting here in this instance refers to like a SWAT team. So what people will do is they will figure out where these people live because of like the live streaming or like how it's going or whatever. Yeah.
Like the cell phone towers and the whatever. Yeah,
and they will make false reports of serious crimes so they can watch the SWAT team invade the streamer's home and watch it all online while they're like playing video games. They'll call in like a false report saying that some major crime is happening. The SWAT team will rush in.
Oh, I would think that they're all going to go to jail.
Well, yeah, you get into like big trouble. And it actually resulted like in Kansas a couple years ago, there was one player that actually, streamer that actually got killed because,
this took a weird turn.
Yeah. Like, it's super intense. Like, you know, and I like think about like my kids like watching these videos. I'm like, what is this leading to? You know, like they're watching these
voyeurism.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I just want to watch you do this.
Well, and that's what it seems like when they're watching these videos. I'm like, okay, like I kind of get it. But then I'm like, so you're just like watching somebody else. Yeah, the voyeurism is just, it's really weird. I don't know. Like, it's not really.
If they start watching other people, like, I just want to watch you brush your hair.
Yeah.
Like, maybe turn it off.
Right. Like, what is this? Like, where are we going with
clipping
that?
Clipping toenails.
You're like, oh. You know, and again, like, I just, you know, like, it's not part of, like, you know, like, my culture, like, that I grew up with.
Yeah, we didn't have all of that.
Right, so I don't really get it.
Yeah.
But it's totally a thing. Basically, I guess to sum up all of these topics that I have, it's like, you're watching somebody else do something.
But it's like mundane.
Yeah, like mundane things.
It's not like, oh, I'm watching football, but you know, but that's a skill. Like opening a Kinder egg.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the video games are a skill. Like,
yeah.
And that's actually like I just saw, that's so funny. I saw an article not that long ago that there's a university here in town, Wesleyan, Illinois Wesleyan. I don't know if it was this year or if it's starting like next year that they're actually going to have a like a software, like you can major in video games, like
not making
them but playing them.
Oh
yes, like as a sport. Not majoring in it. Oh, it's a sport. Okay. It's a sport. Like that's what I meant to say. So well, it's not like you major in it. It's so they are actually recruiting video gamers to come to Wesleyan as with full ride scholarships because they play in tournaments.
Yeah, there's
and
tournaments
can win.
And stuff. Yeah.
And I was like, and it was so funny because I was talking to this girl I work with and she's like, I feel like I'm kind of okay with that because I feel like my son has a way to go to college.
Well, they said that video games would rot your brain and now it's actually turning into lucrative.
Like a scholarship. Yeah. Like, I got a full ride because I know how to play Q-Bert. Like,
that's awesome.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I mean, I sucked at video games though growing up.
Yeah.
I would never have. Like, I died in Frogger on the logs every time. So I wouldn't have made it very far. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think how much that's taken over.
Yeah.
Like, in the video games, I can kind of understand, but yeah, that Kinder Egg thing, like, or just the unboxing,
the unboxing and, like, the video, like, and again, it's not like, I don't know, like, I really don't feel like they're watching it because they desire that item. I think they really are just watching it for the thrill of watching somebody open something. Which, I don't get that mentality.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it, but it's a thing, like, that. More, it's not just like my weird kids. Like,
yeah,
it's
no,
definitely
it's, yeah,
like
it's,
lots
yeah.
of people are doing it.
No, I've heard of it. Yeah, now that you talk about it more, I mean, I know some other, you know, friends who have kids that do the same thing, but I'm just like,
yeah, I don't get it, you know, but I guess it's
sure
a generational
stuff that our parents didn't get.
Yeah, it's a generational thing for sure.
I can't think of anything right now off the top of my head, but
yeah. So, yeah.
Crazy.
So, Angela, that's a thing. So,
that is a thing.
You know,
wonderful.
Get out there, watch the videos on, World Chase Tag. And if you want to see what anything looks like, there's a video about
it. There's a video about it. Yeah, exactly. So, and we'll try, like I said, we'll try and put some of those links up on our new Instagram account.
Yes.
Don't forget to go follow us. It's underscore So that's a thing, all one word. No apostrophes or anything. We'd love to have you guys follow us. Thank you to everyone that has
so far. Yeah, I was going to say, I've noticed that we've got quite a few followers, and so that's awesome.
Thanks to everyone that keeps listening, and keep giving us your feedback, keep giving us your ideas. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Rate and review on iTunes. Yeah. That definitely helps us out.
We hope you're enjoying everything that we bring
you. And I do want to thank everybody who is listening on a weekly basis, or just if you're brand new right now this week. Like, it really...
We're
enjoying this, and it's so much fun, and I want to keep doing it. So thank you, everybody.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything. And as always, thank you, world, for being bougie.
Bye.